Hey there. This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham. Music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit citr.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing, really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
structure will collapse. Vaulted spikes. Throw your keys in the bowl. Kiss your heart's blown goodnight. And forget about your house of cards.
Hello, good evening. You're listening to Screen Girls on Air on CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasted live from Vancouver, from unceded Musqueam territory. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Christina, and that was House of Cards by Radiohead, and before that, we listened to Maps by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Rock band classic.
Definitely.
So, it is our first year... It is our first show in the new year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We're so excited about this year. I think I've wanted to be in 2016 since, like, December 7th or something. I just got angsty.
You just mentally checked out
2015. Yes, and I'm in my year now. I'm in 2016. I'm happy.
It is not your year. It's our the year the monkey.
Yes.
What's your year?
Horse.
Horse. I don't know mine.
I can look it up for you.
All right, but it's the year of the monkey in Chinese astrology, and it's also a leap year.
It's, yeah. So we've got an extra day to get it right.
No, we have one less day, don't we?
No, we have February 29th.
Oh, right, right, right. Yeah. It's a leap year. It only right. Yeah. February 29th.
Do you want to guess what you are? I can give you
Is
a clue.
Is it a rabbit?
Yeah. My clue was going to be like a hat or a scarf or something.
So what else is going on in astrology right now?
So if you are into the idea of Mercury retrograde, we're actually in it right now. It started January 5th and it lasts until January 25th. So surprise! If you've had any technology fails, that might be a handy place to shift the blame. But I'm not too concerned with it. I'm really, if anything, since January 5th, I've actually been really good. So
it's just a time to slow down and calm down, which is so needed after the holidays.
Yes.
So just got to look at it as a time to recharge. It's a built-in excuse to recharge.
Mm-hmm. So there's other ones occurring this year. The next one will be April 28th to May 22nd. This is a tricky one, August 30th to September 22nd.
Hits both of our birthdays.
Yes, last year. It's okay, Christina. We get through it. We know the recipe to get through it because I had a really good time on my birthday.
What's the recipe?
It is a night show, after all. The recipe is good times, good company, sensory deprivation.
Are you excited for 2016's goals?
Yes. We are not resolution people.
No. If you want to do something, you just got to start it. You can't wait for a specific day in the new year. You just got to go for it.
Yes, you got to do it now. Now or never.
But we are goal people, so we definitely want to be floating a lot more this year. We want to learn French. And what's that site you sent me where we're signing up?
So Carnegie Mellon University has put out a series of courses in different topics, but languages is one of them. So we're enrolled in a French course, and it's self-paced. I think they say it's about 6 hours a week, but we're just going to take it whenever we can get time, carve out some time each day. But it's, I believe the email is www.oli.com, stands for Open Learning Initiative.
And it's free.
It's free, yes.
So we're going to be learning
French. And it's got videos and things like that.
And what's the plan? In 3 months, our goal is to order at a French restaurant.
We conveniently have this list of like really good French restaurants. So we're going to hit up one of those. And maybe Le Crocodile.
All of it will be done in French.
Yes.
You're ahead on me, though. You're ahead of me. Your French isn't too bad.
You're a fast learner with your hot water.
How's Siri treating you?
So, Christina helped me change my Siri to French. And it has been both hysterical and just, like, infuriating. Because I really can't use her for anything. Because if I say, like, text Christina, I'll speak in English, but it will just translate to, like, random French words. And
the other day at 7 a.m., I get this, like, 4 or 5-line text from Sarah, and it's all in French. And I'm just like, it is way too early for this. I have no idea
just,
what
like,
you're trying to tell
words.
Me.
And she's like, you want to Skype?
I think why does it say Crocs? Please don't tell me you're wearing Crocs. You're asking me the temperature? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, but so I don't know. I should change back, but I kind of don't want to. I like saying,
you want to master
Bonjour.
Her.
Bonjour, Siri.
That's the full goal of 2016, to master your French-speaking Siri. Because right now, when you're asking her to call different people on your phone, she doesn't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you're doing a pretty good job. You asked her what the weather was.
I did.
I don't think she was interested in giving you an answer.
Je ne sais pas. She says that a lot. Je ne sais pas. And I don't know enough swear words, so I'm just like, okay.
Okay, I will
whereas
take that.
Siri would get the full brunt of it. But I'm just so excited for, I think, floating.
Floating,
I think
yes.
That, because that is like the most kind of tangible thing. You went today.
I went today. It was so good. I really enjoyed it. But for anyone who doesn't know what floating is.
So basically, you submerge in a salt water bath. It's inside a chamber, so you're not able to see or really hear very much. And so this is a form of sensory deprivation.
Yeah, so everything's just, it's just a set, basically sense.
It's basically you're just depriving yourself of your sight, your sounds, so you're able to have more of a restful experience, and there's numerous psychological and mental benefits to it.
Yeah, so I floated today at 5, and we've been floating off and on since 2013. And I think the first few times I floated, I was just really concerned about the experience itself.
Mm-hmm.
But today felt like way more of a breakthrough, sort of a float. And they say floating is a really good form of meditation, and I think that's really what I got out of it today. It's the most true sense of me time because you have absolutely no distractions. So it's like some people talk about going to the gym and that being their form of meditation and their me time and all that sort of thing. And I definitely get that that's a really good stress reliever, But I think floating helps you tap into a completely different feeling because you have no distractions. So because I find like even when I'm at the gym, my mind's still racing. I'm thinking, you know, I wanna outdo myself from yesterday, and you know, I'm thinking about how many minutes are left, and I'm keeping an eye on the time, and I'm thinking about, you know, how much pain I'm in as I'm pushing myself.
There's also the girl beside you, the people walking. It's constant.
There's a lot
right?
of
you
visual stimulation. I listen to music when I run, but even if I didn't listen to music, I'm running inside a gym. There's a ton of people around. So yeah, it's the float tank is really unique in the sense that you have no distractions. So it feels like the most honest, pure way of having me time, even more than any sort of spa or, I don't know, even a nature's hike, you know? You're entertained by everything around you. You know, you've got the beautiful nature views. You've got everything. But when you're in the float tank, you have nothing. It's just black. And it really reminded me this time of when we had walked through Martin Creed's work. What was it, number 202?
Yes.
And that work just submersed you in the color of black or the lack of color. And so you lose all sorts of perception of space. And that's what the float tank felt like today because I flipped around in it. And so I went to go turn around, you know, put my head where my feet normally would be. And so then I sort of freaked out because I was like, how am I going to find the handle when I need to get out? Because there's always a moment during the float where I think all my paranoia kicks in. And so I'm thinking, how am I going to find the handle when I get out? Am I going to be able to hear the music from way down here? And then I was like, am I even at the bottom of the tank? And then I thought maybe because I'm quite short, I thought maybe I was sideways. I feel like my float was divided into chapters today. It's like the first chapter was that whole, you know, fussing about, trying to get comfortable, trying to find a good position, arms up, arms to the side, earplugs falling out. There's that whole first chapter of just like settling into the float. And then as soon as you settle into the float, it's like you just don't even feel your body anymore. And all you have is your mind at that point. And so I think that was sort of the second chapter of my float. And I feel like at this time I was actually able to sort of tap into my imagination. And I don't know if I fell asleep or what happened, but I could see lots of really beautiful imagery and colors of lakes and that sort of a thing. But they were dark lakes. When I got into the float tank this time, it really felt like the Narnia series, you know, with the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, or even like Sabrina the Teenage Witch when they used to open the linen closet and go into another dimension. So that was sort of the second chapter of the float. And then I think the third chapter, I kind of jolted awake sort of suddenly out of that sort of dream pace. And you lose all perception of time, so I don't know how long I was in and out of it and that sort of a thing. But the last sort of thing, chapter I call it, I started to get really restless. And then as I got restless, I started stretching. And stretching in the float tank is amazing because you don't have to worry about balance, you don't have to worry about the mat, you don't have to worry about anything. And so I've been really sore from the gym lately, so it was really good to sort of like relax all your muscles and stretch your neck out. And so today was definitely a float that was different from any of the previous ones. So I'm really excited to have more floats like that. And I think doing it at 5 o'clock today was a really good time because I'd already had such a full day and it kind of reset your day. You know, I figured we usually leave the office early on Wednesdays. And usually I would just sort of go home and maybe squeeze in a nap and that sort of a thing. But I rushed over to the float house. And, I mean, when you're in there, it feels like a much more quality nap. So the time that I spent in there, I feel like even if I had just slept in my own bed, I felt, when I came out of the tank this time, I felt super recharged, super refreshed. I felt like I had just come back from holiday, like from laying back out in the sun all day or something like that. But felt super, super recharged. And then, you know, I went home, had dinner, and it was like starting the day all over. But it's a good time and day to float for sure.
Did you you hung out after as well?
Yeah, I checked out the lounge. The float house has this really cute little lounge, and they had adult coloring books. And I've been going on and on about adult coloring books for the last little while, and very not so subtly dropping a hint to Sarah that that's what I'd like for Christmas next year. They had adult coloring books, and they had all these really cool images of, like, sacred geometry, and people had started coloring some, and you could kind of pick it up and continue coloring or start a new one. And then, so after I finished coloring, I was like, oh, I wish I had my notebook with me. I really want to write. And then I look, and there's the float journal. So it was like, you know, when you wake up from a dream and you just want to get it all out and write it down before you forget? That's kind of what it was like coming off the float tank. It was like, I wanted to capture everything I had just went through, and like right there, you're in the lounge, there's a book, you can write, just, you know, you don't have to sign your name or anything, you can just write what you want to write, have some tea, do some coloring. It almost felt like being like a little kid, you know, like I got to, you know, go hang out in my imagination, color, read, write.
Just relax.
Yeah, it was really, really good sense of me time. I really liked it.
That's awesome. And that was at Float House South Surrey. And that is owned by Jeff and Val. They're awesome. So if you're like a first-time floater or you just have any questions, you could always go in and talk to Jeff. And he's really informative and helpful. So we're excited to do this. We're going to commit to going once a week. And it's a 90-minute thing, and sometimes it flies by, sometimes it drags, but it's one of those things where the more you go and the more you practice your meditation and stilling yourself, the better it'll be. But in music news today, the Coachella lineup was announced yesterday, and it's quite different from last year. This year, the headliners are LCD Sound System, who recently got back together, Guns N' Roses, who are reuniting after a long time, and Calvin Harris, who's kind of been running things in EDM for a while. No hip-hop headliner. Drake did the main night in 2015. And last July, Kanye West declared that he was the greatest rock star on the planet. And a year later, one of the biggest rock groups is headlining Coachella. So there's still a good representation.
It's Kanye manifested that. It seems like, you know, rap was sort of becoming this. Rap had become very mainstream for a second, but it's like Kanye's sort of rebelling against that, and he's kind of pushing rock back at the forefront of it. And so, yeah, it's interesting to see how Coachella has shifted from having, you know, predominantly rap headliners to now having a lot of, like, rock bands, classic rock bands headlining it. So Kanye's on that manifestation.
Yes. Another person who will be playing Coachella is A$AP Rocky. And he's just been doing the festival circuit after he dropped At Long Last ASAP last year. He was on the Forbes 30 Under 30, and he kind of manifested because in one of his songs, he mentioned being on the Forbes list because of his festival.
Put me on the Forbes list.
Yes, those were the words, yeah. He had one of definitely the most anticipated albums of 2015. And last year they said, you know, it's going to be the most monumental year in music in a minute with over 50 albums being released. And some people did drop their albums. Adele and Kendrick Lamar were hugely successful. Big Sean, The Weeknd, Meek Mill, J-Rock, and Earl the Sweatshirt, they dropped some albums as well. But no Kanye, no Rihanna, Frank Ocean was supposed to, and Drake tried to manifest in one of his songs about talking about spring 2015, Majid popping, dropping, whatever, him. None of that happened, but he did put out two mixtapes. So hopefully those will come out this year. And Radiohead is supposed to be coming out with an album this year, as well as The Strokes. So some nostalgia, and MIA.
See, good music takes time.
It does.
Quality over quantity.
Any day.
I don't mind waiting if it's going to be amazing.
I think people just make it seem like it's been forever. Like, with Adele, they were just so... They gave her, like, they acted like she'd been gone for, like, 5 years. But I think, yeah, it takes time. You really have to have some life experiences as an artist if you're writing your own music. So what's been going on in fashion? Dolce & Gabbana released their first collection of hijabs and abayas for Muslim women. So it features traditional black ones with the same Sicily-inspired lemon and rose prints that are featured in their ready-to-wear collection. I think it's an awesome move.
It is. It's, and they look so beautiful. They're all very, very Dolce & Gabbana in feel, very true to the brand. And they're styled in the eye campaign. The model's wearing a pair of really beautiful, cute, round sunglasses that have large daisies all around them, and it kind of picks up the print. And so it's all really, it's done really well. And I was checking out style.com Arabia today, and it's huge. They have, and they've got,
they've got, so the Middle Eastern luxury market is valued at $7.8 billion, according to Forbes.com. That's big money. And I know I went to Dubai a few years ago, and what stood out to me was I went to the Mall of the Emirates, and while I was shopping there, you would see so many women who were wearing, like, the traditionally black, but they decked it out themselves. So they had, like, sequins, or they had, like, people, like, kind of deck them out. So it's like, it just makes so much sense. And I'm like, wow, I can't believe it actually took this long. Because, you know, for a few years when China and Asia had that boom, suddenly, you know, Louis Vuitton is collaborating with Murakami, and you would see that, those kind of influences in the fashion. So I think it's awesome that now these women, they get beautiful, like, they're so beautiful, printed with, like, lemons and, like, encrusted lemon across it. So that's awesome.
And on Arabia.style.com today, they were showing the collection with different makeup tips and tricks to sort of really make it pop. And so there's been a lot of thought put into the whole campaign, and it's really good to see that in... you know, there is a lot of displaced phobia at the moment right now. So it's really beautiful to see all the different cultures being celebrated and represented, especially by the fashion industry that is, you know, usually does have its blinkers on when it comes to being diversified in representation of beauty and that sort of thing. So it's really good to see that the whole industry has embraced this campaign. So, lovingly.
I definitely see this taking off, and other brands. Please go easy, Olivier, for Balmain. I don't know what he would... His would be hilarious, I feel like.
DKNY was the first... was one of the first brands to sort of get into... to sort of spot the demand, rather, in the Muslim fashion market when they created a capsule collection for Ramadan. And Tommy Hilfiger, Zara, Net-a-Porter, they've also done the same sort of idea, helping customers with Ramadan edits. And H&M featured a model wearing a hijab in one of their recent eye campaigns. So it's, yeah, really across the board, we're seeing this being represented.
And some interesting art news today. The Saatchi Gallery is going to be holding its first all-female exhibition called...
Champagne Life.
Love it.
Really cute name. So there's no real theme of the artwork across the board. It's pretty open, but all female, all 14 artists are female, and it is the first time that that has happened at the Saatchi Gallery, which is really nice to see because there is a huge underrepresentation of females in the art community and in the art scene.
Definitely. The Guardian had an article where they spoke with the chief executive of the gallery, Nigel Hurst, and in the article they say that the most expensive work sold by a female artist was $7.1 million for a Yayoi Kusama painting, and for Jeff Koons' sculpture, $58.4 million. So that's a huge disparity.
Meanwhile, everyone saw for 2016 talking about gender neutrality, but gender equality still does not exist. And you can totally see it in industries like that. I mean, those numbers are crazy.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to keep an eye. I know you were looking at some of the artists that will be at that show, so it should be a good one. We're going to get into some more music right now. Here's Brand New Weekend with his remix of Pass That.
your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Waking up fresh, that's Kodak. Killing these niggas, you know that. Real street nigga, you know that. Real street nigga, you know that. I think 56 nights crazy. I think 56 nights crazy. I think me and Yes go crazy. I think me and Young go crazy. I did 56 bras on the European tour and they was all crazy. I did 56 bras on the European tour and they was all crazy. I took 56 bars all in 1 month, nigga, and I'm still drinking. I can still see the scar on nigga hand, man, shit real crazy. I've been taking these models, still nothing off, cause a nigga too faded. I've been laying low key inside a nigga vault, money is my motivation. Money keep a nigga motivated, Molly keep a nigga motivated. Percocets keep a motivated, good drink keep a nigga motivated. Blurring tales in my conversation, talk a lot of fans, then we conversating. I was on my way to Wright Street in the paddy wagon, and it had me numb. The pain from the slums had me numb. Tryna sell some dope and eat caviar. Got the passport in Saudi Arabia. We been flossing in medallions. We ain't nothing but some Talibans. I pull up right now and embarrass you. I just been hanging with savages. Lately, I been hanging around with my savages. I go in the bluff in 100. I grow in the bluff is 100. I done did enough in the jungle. I done put in some work and they love me. When I drink out the cup, it's so dirty. Had to blow at the store that was lurking. Pour the four in the cup, it was breakfast. Sprinkle sauce in my drink and I took it. I think 56 nights crazy. I think 56 nights crazy. I think me and Yes go crazy. I think me and Young go crazy. I did 56 bras on the European tour and they was all crazy. I did 56 bras on the European tour and they was all crazy. I took 56 bars all in 1 month, nigga, and I'm still drinking. I can still see the scar on nigga hand, man, shit real crazy. I've been taking these models, still nothing off, cause a nigga too faded. I've been laying low key inside a nigga vault, money is my motivation. From methazine to my concentration to another level, then I elevated. Diamonds hanging on me, I'm intoxicated. Diamonds hanging off me, I'm intoxicated. Chop it up with a sack chaser. Told you I was going back, baby. Hanging out with some crack babies. Fell in love with this cash, baby. Money touch a nigga hands on a few Zans, might won't count it. Spending all in 1 night, if we can rewind it, we'll still do it. I'm true to this game, I jump on a plane and run to the stage. I've been working some years for this, making music, I live for this. Hit the trap in my Louis Vuitton, count it up, then I bag up a brick. Mount it up and I smash out in it. You know I'm gonna do the whole dash in this motherfucker, yeah. I'm about to pass out in this motherfucker. I'm about to pass out in this motherfucker. These bitches out of in the motherfucker. These bitches do anything for me. I think 56 nights crazy. I think 56 nights crazy. I think me and Yes go crazy. I think me and Young go crazy. I did 56 bras on the European tour and they was all crazy. I did 56 bras on the European tour and they was all crazy. I took 56 bars all in 1 month, nigga, and I'm still drinking. I can still see the scar on nigga hand, man, shit real crazy. I've been taking these models, still nothing off, cause a nigga too faded. I've been laying low key inside a nigga vault, money is my motivation.
Yeah. or maybe my prophecy. Won't let you drive me crazy, it's like I studied psychology. Ask me my occupation, I say I live for a living. Now what you see when you see me, I did a hype for a feeling, my sweet life.
Sweet life, oh my.
Chasing paper since Monday, that 7 days I've been sinning. Count your chances and blessings, cause they all God-given. I guess the big magic question is, how did I dodge prison, my sweet life?
life that are short. Of that I'm sure. Only two things in this life that are sure. Of that I'm sure. Only two things in this life that are sure. Of that I'm sure.
Melody I love. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasted live from Vancouver, from unceded Musqueam territory. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Christina.
And we've really enjoyed hanging out with you guys today. Just going to get into some events really quick. Devotchka will be here this weekend on January 8th. Doors are at 7, show at 8 at the Biltmore Cabaret.
Genuine will be in Vancouver January 29th, and that is at Harbor Events Center, and tickets are $45 for
Who's
that
down?
One.
Who's down? Who's
are
down?
Are you down?
If you... Okay, I won't do it, but no, I'd be down. And there is going to be a reception, opening reception at the Place des Arts. That's also this weekend from 7 to 9 p.m., so some fun stuff happening. We're going to leave you now with the Bad, Bad, Not Good remix of Flashing Lights, and we will see you here next week. Have an awesome week.
CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.